Good evening, everyone. Christian here from the Property Advice Podcast. I hope you're having an amazing day. And let's get straight into it. Let's bring you some free, informative content around the property market. Now, if you follow the market, you'll know it's struggling. No two ways about it. If you don't follow the market, believe me, guess what? Yes, it's struggling. 2 years ago, quite clearly, it was a seller's market. You could put your house on the market, you'd get 20 viewings in a day, and you sell it in the following day for more than the asking price. Well, that has changed big time. It's now a buyer's market. There's no two ways about it. Now, the idea of this episode is to try and help you sell your property if it's currently struggling. Now, where we're going to start here is how to present your property the best you can, enabling to sell it. Let's go back five to seven years, approximately, where it was a trend, cool, attractive, a load of different words, to buy a property that needed doing up. Because new programs had emerged, like Homes Under the Hammer and all the others, whereby you saw people buying a house, paying 20 grand or whatever for a renovation, and either selling it for profit or knowing that they'd made equity overnight if they weren't looking to sell and it was a place of residence. Now again, that's gone full circle, and I believe has fully changed for a number of reasons. One of the reasons, the price of tradesmen and materials to actually renovate a property. I quoted a figure previously of £20,000, for example, to renovate a house. I would hate to think now how much it would cost for a full renovation of a property. One thing I can tell you is it will be more than £20,000. I'd probably say even double. So it's no longer attractive to buy a house, to renovate, to sell, unless the purchase price is incredibly competitive. Because there's no money stroke equity in it at the end of the project. And furthermore, I strongly believe we all value our personal time so much higher than what we did 7 years ago. So we don't want to spend our own time doing a bit of DIY, stripping walls, project managing, because we don't think we've got the time. Because like I said, our time now is so much more valuable. So where I'm going with this is, if you have your house on the market, or you're looking to put it on the market, I feel get as much work done to the property as possible. 5 to 7 years ago, I would have been saying, just get it on the market because it will sell and people will put their own stamp on it. But like I've previously mentioned and explained, I'm not so sure there's the appetite to do that anymore like there was. Obviously, there'll be people out there that will want that, but it's all about demand. And I think the demand for that has dropped significantly because of the aforementioned points. So hopefully that will help you. So if you're considering, should you put new carpets down or not bother? I think you should. Should you decorate that room you're going to decorate? It's a bit tatty. I think you should. Should you change the skirting boards because the dogs have chewed them? I think you should. However, this is where it gets slightly complicated and a bit of a crystal ball, because the property market is on the demise. So if you're going to wait 6 months to do it, it might not be worth it. Because by the time you've done the work, the house may have depreciated more than what you've put into it. So in essence, you've lost money on paper. So whilst I'm saying get these little bits done before it goes to market, or even if it's on the market, just do them in time for your next viewer. Only do them if you're confident they're gonna get done, sorry, in a decent amount of time. Now we're talking weeks, not months, because those months could have a huge impact on the money you'll get once a sale is agreed. Now, another thing, feedback. If your house is on the market and you've had 8 viewings, what have those 8 people said if they haven't bought your house or made an offer? Why are they not buying your house? Is your agent telling you this? Are you getting feedback? If you're not getting feedback, you're with the wrong agent. So my advice now is cancel the contract immediately and change estate agents, because feedback from an agent is so valuable. There is no such thing in bad feedback when selling a house, in my opinion. Because if your estate agent gives you feedback from 4 people that say the same thing, and you can control that element, guess what? You can stop it happening a 5th time. So if you sat there twiddling your thumbs tonight or in the morning as to why your house isn't selling, and you had 6 viewings last week and you haven't had feedback from any of them, the answer's there for you. That's why your house hasn't sold. So get the feedback from the agent. That's what you're paying them to do. Don't let them get away with it. I hear so many people that don't get feedback from people who have actually come through their door. You've had the manners and polite and the kindness to let somebody in your home. Surely, it's only fair for them to tell you why they didn't want to buy it. Because ultimately, it's not going to offend you. It's going to help you. So there's my point and advice for today on how, or just one thing that you could do to try and help sell your property. Rather than the obvious, which is obviously to drop the price, because the lower the price, the more chance of sale. But if you've got the time, just try other things first. Don't be too hasty. Try and change those carpets. Try that redecoration. Just make it look fresher, brighter, whatever. You'll get there. Hope you've enjoyed it. Take care of yourselves. If anything's not been too clear, or any questions about the content, drop me a line. I'll be delighted to help, and speak to you all soon. Thank you.